This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has announced that the government will launch the Sahkar Taxi, a cooperative-run ride-hailing service modelled after Uber and Ola. Speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Shah said the initiative is in line with Sahkar Se Samriddhi, prosperity through cooperatives. He mentioned that in a few months, a very large cooperative taxi service will be started, in which the registration of two-wheelers, taxis, auto-rickshaws and four-wheelers will be possible, and the profit will go directly to the driver.
मोदी जी ने ये जो नारा दिया सहकार से समृद्धि ये सिर्फ नारा नहीं है इसको जमीन पर उतारने के लिए 3.5 साल में सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने दिन रात एक करे और कुछ ही महीनों में ओला उबर जैसी एक बहुत बड़ी कोऑपरेटिव सहकार टैक्सी आने वाली है जो टू व्हीलर की टैक्सी का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी जो रिक्शा का भी रजिस्ट्रेशन करेगी और फोर व्हीलर का भी करेगी और उसका मुनाफा वो ड्राइवर के पास जाएगा.
Home Minister Amit Shah today said that two more groups affiliated with the Hurriyat have discarded separatism. He stated that Jammu and Kashmir separatist groups Tehreek-e-Istiqlal and Tehreek-e-Kamat have reposed their trust in the new Bharat built by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Home Minister made the announcement in a social media post stating that separatism is breathing its last and that the triumph of unity is echoing across Kashmir. The Rajya Sabha is discussing the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025. The Finance Bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. The Union Finance Minister moved the bill. The Finance Bill has already been passed in the Lok Sabha. Initiating the discussion, P. Chidambaram of Congress said, India is facing crises like rising unemployment, stagnant wages and falling consumption. Mr. Chidambaram accused the government of mercilessly cutting budgeted expenditure on education, health and others. The discussion is underway. A total of 97 Indian fishermen are in the custody of Sri Lanka. 83 fishermen are serving sentences, 3 are awaiting trial, and 11 are apprehended. This was stated by the External Affairs Minister, Dr. Jay Shankar, while replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today during the question hour on Indian fishermen behind bars in Sri Lanka. India has become the second largest 5G market in the world, says Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, the minister emphasized that because of the government's focus, various sectors are getting fundamentally transformed. He added that close to 11 lakh crore of investments are being done in different sectors.
Today we are the second largest 5G country in the world. Today our railways is becoming the second largest carrier at 1.6 billion tons this year. Highway network is among the largest in the world. Ports are growing at a pace which was unheard of. We have doubled the number of medical colleges in the 10 years. We have doubled the number of IITs in the 10 years. That's the pace at which things have changed in the last 10 years.
The central government has released the second installment of the 15th Finance Commission grants for rural local bodies in Tripura and Karnataka for the financial year 2024-25. In a statement, Ministry of Panchayati Raj said that over 31 crore rupees has been allocated in untied grants to Tripura, benefiting 589 eligible gram panchayats along with all block panchayats, district panchayats and traditional local bodies. The Defence and Research and Development Organisation and the Indian Navy carried out successful flight test of indigenously developed vertically launched short-range surface-to-air missile from the integrated test range Chandipur off the coast of Odisha yesterday. Congratulating DRDO, Indian Navy and the Industry Defence Minister Rajnath Singh termed the missile system as proof of India's strong design and development capabilities in defence research and development. The Khelo India Para Games in Delhi have come to an end. On the final day of the event, players gave their best performances in the Para Table Tennis Finals. In the men's class 6 category, Yazdi Aspsi Bhamgara won the gold medal while Vikas Thakur secured the silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.